Now to neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Staying ahead of pink eye, very important this time of year for the cattle herd. Back on that in just a moment.
The Oklahoma Beef Council wants you to know what your beef checkoff dollars are doing. Here's Baxter Black.
Did you know the Beef Quality Assurance Program is made possible by your beef checkoff? Well, this is Baxter Black with a good word about our BQA program. It helps folks like you and me get more value out of our cattle, and it tells consumers we're working hard to deliver a safe and wholesome product that tastes great. Learn more about BQA at mybeefcheckoff.com. Paid for by the Beef Checkoff.
Well, neighbor, you're ready to trade your tired tractor? Check out the great deals on new John Deere utility tractors. Choose a 5E Limited Series with standard power reversal transmission and get 0% financing for 60 months. Or save big on a 6D Series with 0% financing for 48 months. Either way, you win. So stop by your John Deere dealer today and check them out. Offers in August 1st, 2011. Subject to approved credit on John Deere Financial Installment Plan. See your participating John Deere dealer for details.
We know they're coming. The dog days of summer are going to be upon us before you know it. And pink eye prevention is a top priority for ranchers as a result. There are recommended techniques for reducing or eliminating the incidence of pink eye. According to Extension veterinarian Greg Henselcheck, he describes three main causes of pink eye and how these can be properly managed and in some cases even avoided.
One is ultraviolet light, a big one is face flies, and then a broad category is mechanical injury. We think that ultraviolet light just irritates the eye, especially in those breeds of cattle like the Herefords and the Charolais and the Crosses that do not have pigmentation around that eye globe. Face flies, they have what we call as a rasping mouth part, and they feed on the eye and nose secretions, and so they're actually rasping and causing an irritation to that eye, which allows the bacteria to take hold. And mechanical, we typically start seeing it in pastures when the grass starts heading out. The cows and the calves are actually foraging at the bottom of the forage and just going through those seed heads can irritate the eye and allow that bacteria to go.
Dr. Henselcheck is on staff at Kansas State University. He says although the organism must first be present for pink eye to occur, it's essentially the irritation that triggers it. And he explains various management practices that help lessen the chances of an outbreak.
UV light, I mean, there's not much we can do. Cattle on pasture, they're not going to spend the whole time in the shade. Face flies, the control is much more difficult than it is for horn flies because face flies do not stay on the animal all the time like horn flies. Therefore, they're not subjected to the insecticide. Fly tags are still the best control for face flies. And just like we talked about in horn flies, we need to talk about insecticide resistance. So for horn flies and face flies, we recommend that you use 2 years of organophosphates, fly tags followed up with 1 year of a pyrethroid, then go back to 2 years of organophosphate and so on.
One thing that's often overlooked when considering pink eye prevention, nutrition. Dr. Henselcheck explains how vitamin deficiencies can cause cattle to become more susceptible to the bacteria. He also says vaccinations prove very effective in decreasing the number of pink eye outbreaks.
The three minerals or vitamins that are important for eye health, specifically vitamin A, vitamin E, and selenium. Vaccines can be a great way to prevent this disease. If the vaccine strain matches the field strain that's present on the operation, then these vaccines can be very effective for preventing pink eye. And our recommendation is if you have problems with pink eye, then the next year use a commercial product.
And keep your local veterinarian in the loop regarding this health herd problem. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
A great way to learn more about the farm and ranch news that we report daily here on the Radio Oklahoma Network is subscribe to Oklahoma's latest farm and ranch news, edited by Ron Hayes. It's a free email, and you can subscribe by going to our website, oklahomafarmreport.com. Just click on the subscribe button at the top of the front page. Our daily email is a service of Midwest Farm Shows, proud producers of the Tulsa Farm Show in December and the Southern Plains Farm Show in Oklahoma City in April. Go to oklahomafarmreport.com and subscribe today.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.